the prophesying meeting. So this week we are on a new warning material from the ITERO conference. Maybe we could read the title together. Or, if we don't have it, maybe we can share with someone who can hear mine.
Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy.
Praise the Lord. So this title, as you maybe know, is really covering 2 Timothy. So maybe we can just jump into week one here. It's kind of a long title, but we can exercise our spirit in declaring the title.
Living in the reality of God's eternal economy for its fulfillment by building up a habit of exercising our spirit, fanning our God-given spirit into flame.
Praise the Lord. So this is really a wonderful matter. Actually, I was just kind of had a feeling to read, you know, 2 Timothy, Paul's, you know, there's a lot of degradation going on in the church, right? So this is Paul's last letter. So one of the first things he does is he charges Timothy, right? This is 2 Timothy 1, 7 and 8. For God has not, actually 6 and 7, apologies. For which cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, power and of love and of sober-mindedness. And so this is actually in the context of many other teachings being introduced in the church, many things which were contrary to God's economy, right? So actually the way this message starts, maybe we can just read Roman numeral 1 together.
God's eternal economy is his household administration to dispense himself in Christ into his chosen people, that he may have a house to express himself, which house is the church, the body of Christ. God's eternal economy is his eternal plan, and his divine dispensing is the means by which he accomplishes his plan.
Praise the Lord. So this, you know, these points, I think, you know, I think we are very familiar, right, with God's economy, with actually the goal of God's economy. But I just really, some of the utterances here are so sweet and such good reminders. Actually, how does God's eternal economy is his plan, right? But how does he accomplish this? It's his divine dispensing. So praise the Lord. Maybe we can just read some of these points briefly. So A, Christ is the center, circumference, element, sphere, means, goal, and aim of God's economy.
In fact, all the contents of God's eternal economy are simply Christ.
Praise the Lord. Maybe actually we can, I think C, maybe we can read C and E. I know these are a lot of points, but these are really, really precious. So maybe sisters on C.
God's economy is to dispense himself into our being, so that our being may be constituted with his being. This can be accomplished only by God dispensing himself into us as the divine life.
Amen. Maybe the brothers, can we give a strong amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's read brothers on E.
Different teachings other than God's economy separate us from the genuine appreciation, love, and enjoyment of the precious person of the Lord Jesus Christ as our life and our everything. The different teachings of the dissenting ones cause envy and discord among the believers, which are contrary to love, the end, the objective, and purpose of the apostles' charge to remain in the teaching of God's economy.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Saints, maybe we can read G all together. So,
God's intention in his economy is to dispense himself in his divine Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, into his chosen people. God's only goal in time is to dispense himself into us day by day.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for his wonderful. wonderful economy.
Yeah.
It's just such a succinct presentation of God's economy, right? Actually, this is why we're here, right? This is our own God's only goal in time, right?
Yes.
Is to dispense Himself into His chosen people.
Yeah.
Actually, that we would be filled, right? We would be made God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead, right?
Yeah.
And so, actually, there's. And actually, this even relates to the matter of love, right? Because Paul had a sort of betrothing ministry, right? And the end of the charge is love in 1 Timothy.
Right.
But actually, critical to this is the matter of our spirit. So maybe we read Roman numeral 2.
In the blueprint of God's eternal intention, man is the center of the entire universe, and the center of man is his spirit.
Hallelujah. Right, the heavens are for the earth. The
Amen.
Earth is for man.
Amen.
Man was created by God with the Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for our spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit Himself witnesses with our spirit.
Amen.
Saints, I apologize. I have to exercise to be short on time. I think we have a lot of saints here today, and so I'll just go through briefly. But praise the Lord for our spirit.
Amen.
We really see how key is our spirit. Actually, without our spirit, we could not contact.
That's right.
Actually, without our spirit, actually, we would just be like the animals, right? There's no meaning to our life because we have no way to apprehend and realize God who is spirit. Praise the Lord for our spirit.
Amen.
We have a spirit.
Yes.
Actually, we see this in Zechariah, right? And the heavens are for the earth. Earth is for man. Actually, a man has it. There's a spirit of man within
Amen.
Him, right?
Yes.
And this spirit is the Lamb of Jehovah.
Amen.
It's actually God shines, and God actually dispenses Himself into us through our spirit.
Amen.
So this is such a. It says the strategic and central point of God's economy is the divine spirit dwelling in our human spirit,
Amen.
And the two mingle together as one spirit, the mingled spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for our spirit.
Amen.
And actually, we need to be people who are according to our spirit, right? I think even the example of Daniel, right? Or what we see in 1 Corinthians. There's the spiritual man, right? Actually, who can know the things of God except the spiritual man, right? So praise the Lord. I'll just, maybe we can read briefly Roman numeral 3.
He is receiving the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity and being a channel of the dispensing for the saints' growth and life, and their enjoyment of Christ is to exercise our spirit, which is to fan our God-given spirit into flame.
Praise the Lord. Right? So I think this is really the key, right? We see... Right, God's economy is to dispense Himself into us. Right, how is this? This is wholly a matter of our spirit. Actually,
Amen.
God dispensing Himself into our spirit.
Amen.
But how do we realize this day to day? Actually, it's by exercising our spirit. Right,
Amen.
Even Paul told Timothy to exercise yourself unto godliness.
Amen.
Right, this is actually the issue of the divine dispensing. Where God would be lived out in us, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And this is completely through the exercise of our spirit. And so I think these points are really, really wonderful. Lord Jesus, I think I just touched very briefly on a point that I was so impressed by. Actually, indeed, it says to exercise our spirit, we must deal with the parts of our soul surrounding our spirit. Actually, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I was just going to read D, but maybe C is also to exercise our spirit, is to fan our spirit into flame.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
To exercise our spirit, to fan our God-given spirit into flame, is to rejoice always,
Amen.
Praise unceasingly, and give thanks in everything,
Amen.
In order to enjoy the indwelling spirit as this secret of doing all things in
Christ.
It's actually, it's also to set our mind on the spirit, right?
Right.
And also to allow the Word of God to operate. Separating our spirit from our soul, right? So, praise the Lord. I think I would share more on these, but actually, for the saints, for the sake of all the saints, to exercise, right?
Amen.
Actually, even to share our experience of exercising, how to run this race, right? Because actually, it's not easy. Exercise indicates there's a struggle, right? I really appreciate it. It's a matter of our soul because there's a relation to our soul because we have to exercise our will, right?
Right.
But then if we don't have any love, actually it's very hard to just do something.
Right.
And if we're not doing it a proper way, actually, we won't have a sober mind.
That's right.
And so, praise the Lord, we're here learning how to exercise.
Yeah.
And even we haven't, we are all of us, we can't stop exercising, right?
Right.
We each have to keep going. Even the top athlete, right? They don't get to stop, right? They keep going. They keep going on towards the goal, right? And here it's towards the goal for the prize, right?
Yeah.
We see this in our brother Paul. But maybe we can just open it up for all the saints to share our experience and our experience of exercising our spirit.
Amen.
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 Yeah, I really appreciate this week how there's emphasis on the matter of caring for our spirit.
Amen.
And it says that all the inner chambers of our soul must be controlled by the spirit.
Amen.
And even says, it words it as like the spirit must be our central government at all times.
Right.
And truthfully speaking, right, many times it is simply not, right? For example, when we're in the meetings, it's easy to be in our spirit.
Right.
But when we're in environments outside the meeting, are we still exercising our spirit?
Yes.
We could just be casually talking with other saints or having a meal, right? But are we still exercising our spirit? Or are we reverting to our default state by expressing the self in our actions and words?
Right.
So when we let our spirit become our central government, right, we will find that our actions, words, and even thoughts will be under its restricting.
Amen.
And we will not dare to trespass beyond the boundaries of the Spirit's anointing,
yes,
even in the smallest matters.
Yes.
And it says that our mind is a great part of our soul, right? And that our mind is like a wild horse and very talkative. But we must learn to set our mind on our spirit.
Right.
We must let our mind be under the captivity of our spirit in all things. And in day 6, Hebrews 4:12, the verse says, "For the word of God is living and operative, sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow,
yeah,
and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart."
Yeah.
So it reveals, right, that, you know, there's a discernment required, right? We need to discern, have the discernment for the intentions and thoughts of the heart.
Yes.
Right, dividing between our soul and spirit. Are these intentions of the spirit, or are they out of our soul?
Right.
Right. And then there was a paragraph. I mean, in this context, it pertains to a brother and his wife, but it could really pertain to any context, right? But it says, before a brother begins to talk to his wife about another brother, he has to consider, is this of my spirit or of my soul? Mm-hmm. If it is of his soul, what he says will be either gossip or criticism. If it is of his spirit, what he says will be something led by the Lord. This shows that we have to discern our spirit from our soul.
Right.
And even in the last paragraph of that day, it talks about how this is a spiritual warfare, a constant warfare, right? A matter of fighting the good fight. And it says within us there is a battle between the spirit and the flesh, and even more between the spirit and the soul. If something is not of the spirit, we do not want to say it or do it. This is to use to exercise our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So saints, may we exercise our spirit.
Amen.
And you know, in day 5, right, you know, regarding the spirit, right, in 2 Timothy 1:7 it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness."
Amen.
Yeah, amen. So, yeah, as we see in this verse, right, there are three items mentioned regarding the spirit.
Yeah.
Love, power, love, and sober-mindedness.
Yeah.
And then in the passage, right, it also talks about the soul, which surrounds our spirit. And for the soul, there are also three items, right, the mind, emotion, and will.
Yeah.
And it really goes into detail, right, how three parts of our soul are related to the exercising of our spirit, right? It says, first, in order to have a strong spirit, our will has to be subdued and become submissive to the spirit.
Right.
And it says that some people naturally characterize a person, right, by having a strong will. But actually, that is the wrong way to describe the person, right? Because in ourselves, we cannot have a strong will. We can be stubborn in our heart, right? But we can't be strong in our will. But our will can only be strong and powerful under the control of the Spirit.
Amen.
And furthermore, the passage mentions how it's like not only enough that our will is subdued, right, by our spirit, but that also it needs to be, if it was only that, right, we would be cold and critical toward others. But we need love as a balance, right? We need a spirit of love. And even when the Lord was on the earth, right, he was such a pattern, right? He was submissive to his spirit and obedient to the Father, meaning that he had a strong spirit. And he was strong and powerful toward the enemy, Satan, mm-hmm. right? But on the other hand, he also had a spirit of love, right? Of loving kindness and forbearance toward the sinners and the publicans. And even as we see that love is a matter of emotion, right? And even in the matter of our emotion, right, we need to be balanced in sober-mindedness. We need to have a spirit of sober-mindedness.
Amen.
And we must be balanced that we will not love foolishly, but clearly, properly, and soberly with a sound mind.
Amen.
So I think there's like realization, right? To deal with the spirit is not a matter of dealing with the spirit itself, but it is a matter of dealing with all parts of the soul which
right.
surround the spirit.
Yes.
Right? And from this we can see that all three of our parts of our soul are related to the exercising of our spirit.
Amen.
And how we can put our soul under the captivity of our spirit.
Amen.
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 We should force ourselves
yes.
to say, "Oh Lord Jesus."
Amen.
When I hear the word "force," it's normally I always get like "force." I mean "force." But recently, I had an experience actually. I was in a car riding with the same people for a pretty extended period of time, like for about 2 weeks. And with anybody, it's pretty hard, just like when you're traveling with people, and you start to rub against each other just by existing, right? And before that trip, I knew it was not going to be easy because this was a planned trip. And I was thinking like, oh man, like I'll probably have to call the name of the Lord a lot. And then I was also like, oh, but is that too religious? Like, I'm like, oh, I'm preparing myself to like call the name of the Lord, like for this trip or something, like during the trip. But then, like while I was on the trip, there, honestly, all of that thinking kind of just flew out the window, and I realized like, oh Lord Jesus, like I think that was probably the most. Okay, it was just I realized the word exercise implying the word force. I really got to experience that. I think in that time. It felt kind of like a training regimen in a sense. Like, you know, I was considering a lot of like many of the things we have that we do in our life, like habits, we actually force ourselves to do those things up to the point where eventually it becomes a habit and it becomes just our living.
Amen.
Like, you know, and like brushing your teeth, flossing, you know, all these kinds of things.
Right.
And I was considering like, wow, like this is actually the standard that we should have. Like calling the name of the Lord is like breathing.
Yeah.
Like we don't, like this just speaks to the point that this is just what we do. Like this is just what we're doing to grow.
Yes.
And I was considering like, wow, like if I did not have a spirit on that car ride and I did not have a willingness to call on the name of the Lord, that could have been, you know,
right.
just a horrible time, like a horrible trip.
Yeah.
Just like, because like, it would have just been souls, just unregenerated souls, just, you know,
right.
like just,
right.
just constantly like bashing
yeah.
each other. And it's like, but praise the Lord, we have a spirit.
Amen.
And
yeah.
we can call the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And this is not to say like, you know, I was just very thankful that we all have a spirit.
Amen.
And that we could all force ourselves to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
And even, it wasn't just me, I could tell that the ones in the car were
Amen.
Also exercising, forcing themselves to exercise their spirit.
Amen.
Sometimes, you know, there would just be periods of silence, but we would just be kind of whispering, like, oh Lord Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, kind of in this practice forced way. And I really, you know, I just have a new appreciation for this word force. We don't force ourselves, especially in the situations where we don't want to. Anyway, amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Just grab my arm.
Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I have to follow. I was planning to wait, but I just have to follow these two brothers.
Amen.
So, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, Spirit of power.
Yes.
Right? Spirit of power. Yes. That's what Ethan was describing. A spirit of power.
Amen.
We also need a spirit of love.
Right.
That's our emotion.
Amen.
Our emotion regulated and controlled, directed by our spirit.
Amen.
Because we walk, we live and walk according to our spirit.
Amen.
So we live in the reality of God's economy.
Yes.
So the back to the spirit of power, the spirit of power. This is related to our will.
Yes.
Our will. So very simply, force is a very God's economy term. Because that's related to, we force our mind to be set on our spirit.
Yes.
And by doing that over and over and over, our calling on the Lord.
Yes.
By doing, oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This is a very simple and wonderful way to exercise our spirit.
Yes.
And to set our whole being, our mind, our emotion, our will, on our spirit.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Also, we can, Hebrews 4:12 says that the Word of God is living, it's operative, it's piercing, it's dividing,
amen,
and it's discerning.
Amen.
So our thoughts, sometimes we don't know. The discerning is to discern our thoughts.
Yes.
Whether they're set on the flesh or they're on the spirit.
Yes.
So we can, we need to pray, we need the Word of God to be living, operative, piercing, dividing, and discerning in us. So we need to be in the Word, praying the Word during our day.
Yes.
This means that we're fellowshipping with the Lord.
Amen.
Using His Word.
Yes.
So we can say pray, read, but more in a more full way. We're forcing. We're using our spirit of power to pray, read the Word.
Amen.
Fellowship with the Lord in the Word.
Amen.
And then the Word can discern our thoughts and intents.
Amen.
We get, like, maybe it will say, Brother Tom, hold my arm. Don't let go. Brother Tom, stop. Stop. That's the discerning of our thoughts and intents.
Amen.
We get exposed to, oh, Lord, what was I intending?
Right.
Oh Lord, my thinking, my intentions. I wanted to conclude this way. So in the title of the message is the word living, and also in the title is the word habit.
Right.
Build up a habit.
Yes.
How do we build up a habit?
Yes.
So Romans on the day 6 it talks about Hebrews 4:12, which is the word.
Yes.
And also it says Romans 8:6, which is our mind set on our spirit. So Romans 8:6 is based on Romans 8:4. Romans 8:4 says that the righteous requirements of the law are fulfilled in us who walk according to the spirit. That's
yes.
our human spirit. We walk according to our human spirit.
Yes.
Well, that word walk is also used in Galatians 5:16.
Amen.
Which says, walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
Walk by the Spirit. Now
Amen.
It's the capital S Spirit. Walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
That's a charge. Paul's saying, walk. Tom, Ethan, Tom, Scott, walk
Amen.
By the Spirit.
Amen.
It's not wishy-washy. It's the Spirit of power.
Yes.
So we build up. So Galatians 5:16 has a footnote on the word walk. And basically the word walk means a continual daily walk.
Amen.
Now, and it implies that we build up, but that lets us, that allows us and causes us to build up a habit.
Right.
We walk by the Spirit. We build up a habit of walking by the Spirit by doing it.
Right.
Amen.
By forcing ourselves to set our mind where it should be set.
Amen.
On our Spirit.
Amen.
So we walk by the Spirit. And by continually, initially it's difficult. We have to force ourselves. But the result is, and I'm concluding, the result is that the time away from the Lord gets less and less.
Amen.
And the time, right, the time of our walking by the flesh gets less and less.
Right.
So that, and our forcing becomes more continuous and more spontaneous and more automatic. This is a habit.
Yes.
A habit is something continuous.
Yes.
Means there's no gaps.
Yes.
Somewhat spontaneous. We just do it. We walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
And something automatic. So our forcing, our Spirit of power, forcing our mind to be set on our Spirit, to walk by the Spirit, like Paul, walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
Walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
And then walk according to our mingled spirit. So Romans 8:4 says our mingled spirit, and Galatians 5:16 says the divine Spirit.
Amen.
We walk by the
Spirit.
So it doesn't matter. Walk by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Shepherd, walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Walk by the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Maybe we can have help with the piano. That's 3 minutes so that we have more to share. Actually, I appreciate what our brother mentioned in the title. And I just want to spend my time just in the title. These words, living in the reality of God's economy. Actually, I had a little prayer when I approached this overall subject. Because we hear God's economy often. And we might be sitting here already thinking, oh, I know God's economy.
Right.
But the Lord was really just, again, reminding me that do you live in the reality of God's economy?
Amen.
We have to stop for a moment and ask ourselves, day by day, do I live in the reality of God's economy?
Amen.
And our brother mentioned, the way to live in the reality of God's economy is to build up a habit.
Amen.
As your brothers and sisters, this needs to be highlighted and underlined.
Right.
We need to encourage one another
Amen.
To build up a habit of what? Exercising our spirit.
Amen.
Which is to fan our spirit into flame.
Amen.
I'm just so appreciative of 2 Timothy that Paul needed to remind, for which cause I remind you. It's okay to be reminded.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we're here in the church life just to remind one another,
Amen.
Right,
Amen.
That we have a spirit.
Amen.
And actually, we need to what? We need to fan our spirit into flame. This past week, we had a little family trip, camping. And with camping, there's always a campfire. And I just love this illustration that all of us, we have the flame, the gift of God within us.
Amen.
And but sometimes, many times, right, the flame is just a little flame. Actually, my brother-in-law had this like automatic fan. This is the first time I've seen this being used in a campfire. You don't have to like, you know, with your arms or blow. But he just used a little fan. And after a few seconds, the flame grew and it became, you know, a big fire. And so this really is our Christian experience, right? We already have the divine fire within us. When we were regenerated,
Amen.
God into us
Amen.
As a divine flame. But now, what do we need to do? We need to what? Open!
Amen.
We need to let the draft, right? Brother Lee calls this the draft of the oxygen to come in, right? So that this little fire could be inflamed. And the reading in day 4 is so good, right? This actually starts in the morning. Brothers and sisters, the first thing we do in the morning is to what? Oh, Lord Jesus! This is to open our being to start this process of having the fire, right, to be inflamed. And so this needs to be our habit, right? We should not take this for granted. We can encourage one another, right? The first thing in the morning is to what? Is to call, oh Lord Jesus. And then as we're, you know, getting ready, brushing our teeth, showering, preparing breakfast, we could be those building up a habit.
Amen.
Of calling on the Lord.
Amen.
Of fanning our spirit into flame.
Amen.
Hallelujah for our spirit.
Amen.
May we continue to fan our spirit into flame.
Amen.
Hallelujah for our spirit.
Amen.
I didn't like to follow.
Amen.
I wanted to share the same thing.
Right.
That these saved ones have the capital to live the Christian life and the church life. And this capital is our God-given spirit.
Yeah.
So I just appreciated realizing that we have the fire already within us. God has
Amen.
Given us a gift.
Amen.
And today we are learning to fan the gift of God into flame.
Amen.
And yes, we had to build a campfire last week. And I actually appreciated the example. Before we used the electric fan, we had to fan like this. You know, when you fan like this, it's hard work. You know, sometimes if you stop before there's enough oxygen, the fire is not going to fan up into flame. But if you continue to go and you have persistence and endurance, then you see not just the embers, but you see the flame coming up. And so I appreciated, not only do we need to build up a habit, but an outline that says, we have, must force ourselves to use our spirit until we build up a strong habit of exercising
right.
our spirit.
Amen.
And, you know, what the thing about a habit is, the first time you do it, when you're trying to build up a habit, it's not so easy.
Right.
But actually, as you continue and you build up a strong habit,
Amen.
Each time it just becomes a little bit easier.
Yes.
Right.
And I just, actually this morning, Shepherd and I, we just prayed very briefly in the morning just over the word, and I just felt like, oh, like I felt that, like, you know, when you wake up, that sleep
right.
is just a little bit small, but as you open up and you pray, I felt like, wow, the fire, the I have the gift of God within me, and I
Amen.
Can fan it into flame.
Amen.
Amen.
And I also appreciate at the end of the outline, actually in point E, F, G, H, and I, it all starts with the same phrases. To exercise our spirit, to fan our God-given spirit into flame is to. And then it says, you know, to rejoice always, pray unceasingly, give thanks in everything. It's
yeah.
to set our mind on the spirit.
Amen.
It's to discern our spirit from our soul. It's to live the normal church life. And it's to pray, to approach God in a personal and confiding manner for the interests of God. So I just appreciated, you know, what's laid out for us. All of these ways for us to exercise our spirit, to fan the gift of God into flame. Why? So that we can live in the reality of God's economy.
Amen.
And so, but I also appreciate it. It starts with three simple words in the morning. Oh,
Lord
Jesus. And I would like to follow that up with, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
So it's not so big, it's not so difficult. We just start with calling on the Lord, opening up our being, and then we can fan our spirit into flame.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, saints, I was telling my wife, reading this quick message.
Yes.
This is the most wonderful, holy message I ever read in my life.
Amen.
And, you know, I've been very convicted with this week's message.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but I really, the Lord brought me back to His reality. Now, it says on Romans 8, the mindset of the flesh is death, but the mindset of the spirit is life and peace.
Amen.
But He says on, now it says, Paul says, but we are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in us, yet if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, is not of Him. And in this world right now, this time, not only in America, but all over the world, actually, most universities are trying to undermine the foundation of the Christian faith. So at least we have a place with the Christian clubs, right? But still, the enemy is working very strong. As the Lord's working also 24 hours. You know, but one thing that we, you know, I had two pets, right? In my house. Some of you know them. Eben and Chico.
Benian Chicos, sorry. And many times when I turn out the light to go to sleep, Benny, wait for the light to go off, and he comes out at night, and he goes to the garbage, right? And then I know he's doing that, so I immediately turn on the light, go down, and he already throw the basket down. And I said to him, Benny, you did that, right? Come over here. And he goes down, his head, he comes. And he's afraid, right? He feels emotional. But he's not repentant. You know why he's not repentant? Because he doesn't have a spirit. He doesn't have a conscience. And the next day, he does it again. And that's because he doesn't have a conscience. And we do the same many times. Many times we neglect our spirit. And we do the same. We are in our mind. And we are between the spirit and the flesh. And that's why we need to call his name, like sister said. You know? And it's related. Our three parts in our spirit is related to our three parts in the soul. Depends on our spirit. You know? I used to think that, oh, God, Lord, give me the power and my will. Control my emotions. You know? And to do my mind. But we really need to actually not to empower spirit. He needs to subdue our spirit. When we are weak, when we're going through suffering, trials, and mountains, and we rest to in our mind, in our will. And then he empowers our will. So I ask the Lord, you know, to have mercy on us. But the only way to we can find our spirit is when the Lord subdues our mind, emotion, our will. So saints, we cannot be like the worldly people who are dead because they walk in flesh.
Right.
You know, we need to walk in the spirit.
Amen.
Sometimes we need a lot of trials and tribulations to see this. But we don't need, young people, we don't need to wait for that. There's a lot of garbage on the internet. A lot of garbage that suddenly you don't want and you suddenly open. So we need to pray, to read the word, and to subdue to the Lord.
Amen. 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 Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
I was really enjoying this message while brothers and sisters are sharing, and I was touched by the third Roman numeral. And in here, it says, the exercising our spirit implied some extent of forcing us to exercise. On one hand, this idea of exercise, when we were referring to force ourselves to exercise the spirit, this may not be that 100% positive in our mind, but I really enjoy and experience this, the full meaning of exercising a spirit. Before year 2004, I didn't have a clue or a good idea of exercising spirit. Until in that year, Brother Ron Kangas gave us the first message in the Memorial Day Conference in Seattle. During that conference, Brother delivered a very clear message of God's economy and his goal of dispensing himself into each and every one of us. He told everyone in audience that, brothers and sisters, we have the spirit. Our spirit is to touch his spirit in a mingled spirit so that we can receive him. And suddenly I realized that yes, I was born in my flesh way early before I have a conscious mind. And way before I was reborn in my spirit. And I suddenly realized that at the point when I was reborn again, I need to exercise my spirit.
Amen.
So that my spirit can win the battle against my soul and against my flesh.
Amen.
Therefore, I realized, yes, I need to exercise my spirit.
Amen.
So my soul can be 100% subdued to my spirit.
Amen.
And my flesh can be 100% subdued to my spirit too.
Yes.
In the 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, brother remind us that our spirit is not a spirit of cowardness.
Right.
It's a spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of sober-mindedness. And in this outline, brother also mentioned to remind us that the spirit of power is going to carry and subdue our resurrected mind.
Right.
And the spirit of love will carry the motion.
Yes.
And then the spirit of sober-mindedness is going to carry our resurrected mind.
Right.
Praise the Lord and hallelujah.
Amen.
We're so glad that we can exercise our spirit.
Amen.
We are no different between those who are not saved.
Right.
Hallelujah for exercising our spirit.
Amen.
This week, I was touched with Genesis 2:7. Before that one, I just read it very fast. Remind me God's dispensing. That is the breath. God breathed the breath and to the nostril and gave life to us. So that is God's intentions, to breathe His breath into us, to live in us. And this is corresponding to this week messages to exercise our spirit. Brothers and sisters already share a lot of, we need to exercise our spirit. What is the benefit of exercising of our spirit, brothers and sisters? At least, I'm recently, because, you know, doing physical exercise.
Yes.
Mentioned physical exercise benefit, not long lasting. It's only benefit for our life in this world. When we exercise our body, we got some chemical in our brain that is called endorphin, make us happy, make us strong, make us endured. It's the same things when we exercise our spirit. Exercise our spirit is in the simple way is to contact God.
Right.
When we exercise our spirit is we need to contact God in our daily routine.
Amen.
When we contact God, there is a reward. If there is no reward, we will not contact God. If we contact God properly, we will get a reward. In here it mentions when we set our mind in the spirit, we have peace and life.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, when we exercise our spirit, we contacting God, there is a reward, there is a peace and life.
Amen.
And also, mentioned in Jeremiah, we know when we eat the word, give us happy and joy in our heart.
Amen.
In John mentioned when we need to eat the scroll and will be sweet taste in our mouth.
Amen.
God give us. And when we contacting our God, the Spirit of God will strengthen us. Ephesians 3 mentioned that we need to pray God according to the riches of His glory.
Amen.
Oh, it's not only small things. According to the riches of His glory.
Amen.
Strengthen our inner man. That is when we exercise in our spirit, we get strengthened by the brothers and sisters, and we strengthen, we can share in the meeting.
Amen.
When we come to the meeting, we exercise our spirit.
Amen.
When we come out of the meeting, we will feel peace and joy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We could go to 1 minute 30 seconds.
Amen. So, sorry, I was in a later week in Fieldsville, but In week three, they talk about being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to be teachers, soldiers, contenders, farmers, and workmen.
Amen.
Try to connect this back. So contenders is their word for athlete. Right.
Right?
So an athlete is someone who has a goal in mind. They want to achieve that kind of victory, right? They want to get to, you know, that goal,
right?
Right? In order to do that, their whole life is around that, right? The training, what they eat, what they take in, like their day-to-day activities, it's
Amen.
For that goal,
yeah.
Right? So, you know, when we have all the conversation about exercising, about forcing, about building up a habit, right? It's because we need to have that same strong conviction to reach that goal,
right?
In the outline, what it says is, if we want to become strong Christians, right, we have to do this, right? There, it would be such a shame, you know, in our day-to-day life if we just don't have that goal. We don't have that driving force. If we feel, it's okay, you know, I don't have to do those things. Like, what if I don't, right? But then that means we don't get to it, right? Our Lord is always very faithful to us. The Spirit is already in us, right? We just have to, you know, make that choice, right? We just have to do that exercise, right?
Amen.
This is not, you know, it would be such a shame for us to not do this, right? To not build up this habit, to not do this force, because the Lord has already given us the Spirit that can do these things.
Amen.
Right? It's not everyone can become an Olympic athlete, right? But we all have the reality in us.
Amen.
In the Spirit.
Yes.
To
Amen.
Become these strong Christians. To become
Amen.
Those who can usher in the reality of God's eternal economy.
Amen.
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 Sister Elizabeth. You know, saints, I don't have a background like Brother Ron Kangas, who actually graduated from a very famous theology school. Saints, through the ministry, I realized in the new creation, in the Old Testament, the children of Israel are God's people. And everything to them is physical. The good land is physical. Their fight against Satan, against Amalek, the flesh, is physical. But today, we are God's people in the new creation.
Yes.
Everything to us is spiritual.
Right.
It's in the spiritual realm. And that's why in day three, Apostle Paul says, but the spiritual man discerns all things.
Yeah, right.
So if we don't exercise our spirit, we cannot understand the spiritual things.
Right.
We cannot see God's economy.
Right.
We cannot appreciate, and we cannot realize God's economy.
Right.
And in Ephesians says, the Father, praising God the Father, has given us all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly, not physical things. And so I was very touched. I went back to read 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul's epistle, to the church in Corinth. And you have to remember, saints, this is an epistle written to the believers. He says in chapter 1, to the church which is in Corinth, to the called saints, to those who call on the name of the Lord. And he refers to three types of men in the church life. The soulish man,
right,
who doesn't understand the things of the spiritual realm.
Right.
Then the spiritual man, who does. And he even says in chapter 3, first verse, and I, brothers, was not able to speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to fleshly men. So if you have jealousy and strife among you, he says, Apostle Paul says, then you are fleshly. You are living fleshly life in the Lord's recovery in the church.
Amen.
Amen. So, I just quickly share. I more like to share about the practical things. Say, if we want a spirit, right, we want to exercise our spirit, and how. So my point here is, we encourage saints to carry it in our daily practical life. Like, for example, I really touched by Ethan's, you know, sharing today. You think about travel 4,000 miles in a 2 weeks span. It is something. So that's, I really sense, you know, the calling the name. also in, you know, cultured by, you know, Sister Liz mentioned, you know, there's a Olympic, right? It's this athlete. So my point is, all these things, when they exercise spirit, they're doing it in their daily life.
Right.
So now I'm also looking to the young generation, because for me, reason the work is so challenging, one day I just feel like the stress overwhelmingly, you know, cover me. So immediately I have to do something, otherwise I'm gonna be scrambled to death, because the stress is so much.
Amen.
So then I call the name of the Lord, and I send an email out, because I have to do something, right? But the first is the inside. So if you experience your challenge, your stress, or your uncertainty, that's the time, that's the place you contact the Lord in
right.
spirit.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I just wanted to bring forth the matter of our spirit.
Yes.
You know, during the time of Daniel, and he, Brother Ed, he's talking about, you know, during, you know, when something came up and they needed something to be interpreted, they looked for Daniel because he had an excellent spirit. They didn't say that he had an excellent soul.
Right.
And we know that in Proverbs 20:27 it says, Neshama is the translated spirit, is the spirit of man, is the lamp of Jehovah, searching all the innermost parts of the inner being. And when Daniel was praying, you know, he prayed for the interest of God. You know, because he was a man of an excellent spirit, he was one with God. And he prayed, you know, Christ, the kingdom of God, he prayed toward the house of God as the goal in God's eternal economy.
Yeah.
He prayed towards the holy land, signifying the all-inclusive Christ. And the holy city signifies the church as the kingdom of God. And the holy temple signifies the church is the house of God, and that when we are in our spirit, we are connected to the body, because the body and the spirit is one, because this is God's eternal purpose to establish his body. And therefore, you know, Brother Ed Marks, at the end of his message here in the Ministry Magazine, he says, whenever we pray for any person, we should not aim our prayers at that person,
right.
but at the interests of God for that person.
Right.
If
yes.
we're praying concerning a matter, or are being fed, led by the Lord to pray for a particular person, we need to aim and direct our prayers to the all-inclusive Christ,
Amen.
To the church as the kingdom of God,
right.
and
Amen.
To the church as the house of God.
Amen.
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 Yes.
I was very touched by brothers and sisters sharing. Actually, after I read this week's message, I really feel that we need to grasp the opportunities. You know, in our daily living, we have so many opportunities to turn to our spirit.
Amen.
Our spouse, our parents, our children, our co-workers, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, God arrange everything for us, so we have plenty of opportunities to turn to him.
Yes.
And I was very touched that here 1 Timothy 4:7-8, I think brothers and sisters mentioned about this, exercise yourself into godliness. And then 2 Timothy 1:6-7, it says that flame into flame the gift of God. We actually have the gift of God, that's our spirit. You know, I think the matter of forcing is actually kind of like, you know, we exercise to deny ourselves, to exercise our mind to turn to the Lord. And I think that also Acts 14:22, it talks about establishing the souls of the disciples.
Right. Yeah.
I was really touched by this, because, you know, I think that, you know, our will is very strong, our mind is wild, and our emotions, sometimes we are out of control.
Yeah.
But, you know, whenever we turn to the Lord, we love the Lord, we exercise our mind to set on the Spirit. We would feel that it's so peaceful.
Yeah.
And I was also touched that, you know, we don't need to struggle to try by ourselves. We can just come to brothers and sisters,
right.
You know, and then we will feel,
Amen.
Oh yes, we can exercise together. Amen. We are not alone.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was very reminded by day five's verse two. I mean, the verse, one of the verses, Acts 14:22. We need to establishing the souls of the disciples. Well, we need to establish each other's souls. Amen. And but it talks about through many tribulations we must enter into the kingdom of God. I realize that the Lord is wisely and sovereignly arranging our situations.
Right.
So yeah, we all have some tribulations, big or small, things that are bothering us, things that made us uncomfortable. But praise the Lord, those are all the reminders, constantly reminding us that we must turn back to our spirit to call on the name of the Lord. And when we talk about entering into the kingdom of God, this brought me back to day three when brother asked, well, what about we make our spirit the central government?
Right.
And I realized, Lord, how rebellious I am.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I'm rebellious. I'm not obeying you.
Right.
I'm not taking you as the central government. I'm like doing things on my own.
Right.
Oh, Lord. And I was so much reminded just by calling on the name of the Lord. It is just it's just the quickest way to turn back to our spirit by submitting ourselves under His governing.
Yeah.
So I just felt like, Lord, thank you. You know what exactly we need. So you arrange all the situations for us that we have to turn back to you. And you have made it so easy by giving us your precious name just by calling on, oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We are brought back to the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't remember when is the last time I'm meeting in this
retreat.
It's been a long time, but very enjoy a sense fellowship. And then when we're talking about God's economy, I hope we don't say, oh, God's economy again.
Right.
I heard people saying that, but I think we need to appreciate the brothers keep bring us into this central life.
Right.
Yeah. We need to know God's economy,
Amen.
And we need to live in the reality of God's economy.
Yeah.
And so what is God's economy?
Yes.
What do we say? Well, I think, you know, it can be a different way to say it. Simply to say is that God wants to dispense Himself into us.
Right.
So that we can be constituted by this divine life.
Amen.
Are we stopping here? No. Because on the one hand, God dispenses Himself into us. On the other hand, we need to express God. Right? That's the issue. That's the issue of God's economy. This dispensing is to express God, not only individually, but corporately.
Right.
This is God's economy. Right? So we're talking about godliness. Let's express God. Right? So on the one hand, God dispenses Himself into us. On the other hand, we express Him.
Yes.
I don't want to repeat all the things sharing, but when I was young, was a student, I was puzzling about the word spiritual person. I said, oh, he's a spiritual person. Oh, what kind of person is a spiritual person? And at that time, I say, oh, if I need to know more. So you find the spiritual books in the ministry, you read the Bible. And then I say, I realize I saw someone or I observed someone who has the knowledge, but no expression of God. Right? And then I say, then this is not a spiritual person. So, but long story short, I come to a realization that this is my feeling about spiritual person, right? It's not about the knowledge.
Right.
It's not about your natural age.
Right.
Not even about the years you got baptized.
Right.
You know, and I think the spiritual person is how much willingness do you have to exercise your spirit, to turn to the Lord.
That's right.
And how quickly you can turn to your spirit,
right.
You can turn to the Lord.
Right.
And how much through this you can express God.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy. In the heat of discussion, in the close environment of a car, right? It's how quickly you can turn to the Lord.
Amen.
Right? And in the saints' fellowship, is this involve denying ourselves, to drop our flesh in any circumstance, and even in a very difficult situation. That's my view. So you know, if you see me, I'm in the middle of the argument, and then without repentance, then you know I'm not the spiritual person, at least not yet, right? So again, saints, how much willingness do you have to turn to the Lord to exercise your spirit?
Right.
How quickly you can turn to your spirit to exercise your spirit, and how much you express God.
Yes.
When we talk about forcing, and one word came to my mind, proactive.
Right.
Proactiveness. Amen. Forcing, you know, implies I need to be proactive.
Right.
So not only we say we need to force ourselves to use our spirit until we build up a strong habit to exercise our spirit. It's easy said than done, right? But this is goal. We need to do that. We need to remind it in a situation, we need to turn to our spirit. But before that, there's a foundation. What is a foundation? We need to build up the habit to contact the Lord.
Amen.
Contact the Lord each day, because that will help you to turn to the Lord easier.
Right.
It will help you to realize that you are not in the right situation and that you want to exercise your spirit at that time. And I think this is two aspects on this forcing. So may the Lord grant us His mercy. Right? We can really forcing ourselves to exercise our spirit when situation comes. But we also need to force ourselves or proactively build up a habit to contact the Lord.
Amen.
To spend the time with the Lord, and so that we can really live in the reality of God's eternal economy.
Amen.
Just give a brief word. Maybe we could all read Roman numeral 1 together.
Right.
Amen. God's eternal economy is His household administration to dispense Himself in Christ into His chosen people, so He may have a house to express Himself, which house is the church, the body of Christ. God's eternal economy is His eternal plan, and His divine dispensing is the means by which He accomplishes His plan. Amen. So again, we're brought back to this matter of God's economy.
Yeah.
Right, this is what is on God's heart.
Yeah, right.
And everything He did was for His economy. In Roman numeral 1, you see the vision of God's economy.
Right.
And in Roman numeral 2, you see the importance of our human spirit.
Yeah.
In Roman numeral 2, Zechariah 12:1 shows that when God created the heavens and the earth, the heavens were for the earth. The earth is for man, and this man has a spirit.
Yes.
It is in man's spirit, and by man man receiving God, that God's economy can be fulfilled.
Yeah.
So ultimately, his intention is to produce the church,
amen.
Right? To have his expression on the earth.
Yeah.
But it all goes back to our spirit.
Amen.
You know, are we receiving God? Are we receiving his dispensing? God himself is spirit, and it is in our spirit that he can dispense himself into us. And so our spirit plays a crucial role, a most important role in God accomplishing his eternal economy. I just appreciated all the sharing this morning. Mention a few things that the saints brought out. Right. Number one, we need to build a habit,
yeah,
right, of exercising our spirit. Recently, you know, something happened within my family, and it was something that was not good. Right. One of them was injured, and in that moment, I realized that everything that I had been doing, in terms of enjoying the Lord, was very profitable for even that split moment where I was able to receive the Lord's dispensing. You know, all that we're doing, all the Christ that we're pursuing, you know, our time spent in the Word, our time spent in prayer, actually, this is what forms the habit.
Yeah.
Right? When we exercise our spirit in this way, it becomes just spontaneous.
Right.
It becomes normal. It becomes a normal living in Christ. So when I received this news, and it's just by the Lord's mercy, I did not overreact. You know, I did not allow my soul to be the governing part of my being.
Right.
But I just simply called upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Right? I was saved in that moment. I was kept in God's economy, receiving the divine dispensing. And so this matter of building up a habit, you know, setting the times in the Word, forcing ourselves to touch the Lord, to receive his dispensing, is very crucial and is very important. Because this habit eventually becomes our living.
Right.
All right. It's a living that God is after. God is after his corporate expression on the earth. And so may we continue to exercise our spirit to build up this habit,
amen,
right, of turning to the Lord. And so in the morning, I think it was brought out, when we wake up, right, we would be the ones who call on the Lord.
Yes.
But how about throughout the day?
Amen.
You know, does it stop there? Is it just a one-time thing? But even in 1 Thessalonians, you see that we can be the ones who are praying unceasingly,
amen,
rejoicing in the Lord,
amen,
right? And always giving thanks to the Lord. Even when we do that, that becomes just a habit. It becomes normal. You know, we receive bad news, or something happens to us, and, you know, we get frustrated. We can call on the Lord, right?
Amen.
We can exercise our spirit. But what the Lord is after is just for us to have a normal living.
Amen.
A normal living of the Lord. It's possible that, you know, we set our mind on other things.
Amen.
But the Lord just wants us to focus on his dispensing.
Amen.
I was really touched by this matter of God's economy. His only goal in time is just to dispense himself into us,
right,
so that he can have his expression.
Amen.
Amen. So I think with the remaining time, can we read Roman numeral 3 together?
Amen.
The key to receiving the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity and being a channel of the dispensing for the saints' growth in life and their enjoyment of Christ is to exercise our spirit, which is to fan God-given spirit into flame.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord for this gift.
Amen.
God has given us a spirit.
Amen.
In our spirit, with our spirit, we have the key to receive God's dispensing. Amen. But saints, it does not stop there.
Amen.
In this point, we see that we are also channels, right, help the saints to grow in life, right, to enjoy the Lord. So it's not just merely something personal for us, but this is a corporate matter.
Amen.
Right? The Lord wants His body. He wants His expression.
Amen.
And so we play a crucial role in even being an encouragement to the other saints.
Amen.
Flowing Christ out. Being a channel of life.
Amen.
When we fan the Spirit into play.
Amen.
We exercise our spirit.
Amen.
May the Lord gain His corporate expression.
Amen.
May we all be patterns to one another.
Amen.
Our brother started this message with this matter of being a pattern.
Yes.
Paul was a pattern, right, to the Thessalonians. And the pattern was not only merely in word, but the Thessalonians saw what kind of men they are. So may the Lord be merciful to us.
Amen.
That we would have a living that could even impact one another. Right? We could be patterns to one another.
Amen.
Patterns of enjoying the Lord, receiving His dispensing. And I'll end off with this. You know, saints are we're with saints almost all the time, right? In the meetings and different gatherings. How we respond to certain reactions that we have, that can have a great impact on others.
Amen.
I just really appreciated day three, you know, about all the different examples. You know, our spirit needs to be our central government.
Amen.
You know, if Joshua's spirit is his central government, he actually becomes a pattern to Aaron. He becomes a pattern to Dee. Right, we become patterns to one another by exercising our spirit and having our spirit be the central government. Right, naturally, you know, we're soulish, but we have been reborn of the divine life, and we receive God. May we stay in this mingling, in our spirit to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Things in your heart is revealed to us today.
Amen.
It's God's economy.
Amen.
Thank you. You have a way for us to enter into this economy.
Amen.
And complete your will, Lord.
Amen.
Exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for this wonderful gift among
Amen.
Us and in us.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we give you this week.
Amen.
Lord, continue to strengthen us.
Amen.
Our love is sober-minded.
Amen.
Take hold of our mind, emotion, and will.
Amen.
We learn to walk according to our spirit.
Amen.
Lord, wait on you in all things, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this gift you have given to us.
Amen.
Thank you that you have given us the spirit of power, love, and sober-mindedness.
Amen.
It causes us to exercise in this way.
Amen.
That our soul would be transformed.
Amen.
Lord, that your spirit would be in our spirit.
Amen.
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 Amen.